So we're hot. All right.
Come gather round, people, wherever you roam, and admit that the waters around you have grown, and accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your life to you is worth saving, then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone. Cause the times, they are a-changing. The times, they are a-changing. Changing so fast, in fact, there's no time to digest anything. Everything moving at the speed of E, no stability. Yet we all think that we're free, that we live in a democracy because we have choices. 800 channels on the TV, 400 deodorants manufactured just for me. Well, I must be free. So many choices. Milky Way, galaxy of choices. So many voices. Tower of Babel voices. Cacophony of monologues. No dialogue. Society of big fat hogs stuffing their face with cash and Big Macs. Cash and Big Macs. Unwilling to heed the consequences of ingesting such things because there's always some Atkins to save the day. Some diet du jour that guarantees those excessive pounds will be shed. The enemy is carbohydrates, which is a subtle way of saying energy is the enemy. Energy is the enemy. Energy is the enemy? No, energy is not my enemy. Energy is that which sets me free and allows me to float on this tumultuous sea of these times that are a-changing. Come, mothers and fathers throughout the land, and don't criticize what you can't understand. Your sons and your daughters are beyond your command, and your old road is rapidly aging. So please get out of the new one if you can't lend a hand, cause the times, they are a-changing. The Chinese curse. May you live in interesting times. Times when our technology comes to us in technicolor, yet we still think in black and white. Times when even our children's dolls are getting a divorce. Times when Orwellian doublespeak is the main mode of discourse. Times where everyone affirms that God is love. So long as love doesn't equal two penises or two pussies. Times of aesthetic anorexia, spiritual suffocation, homogenization of humanity. Aesthetic anorexia, spiritual suffocation, homogenization of humanity. Times where everything and everyone is acting like a dime a dozen. A dime a dozen. No, I am not a dime a dozen. I am a champagne cork that has been discarded into the sea as unnecessary trash from some aristocrat celebration. Discarded because it's seen as an obstacle to bliss. But we have much to learn from that cork. And I strive to be so free and happily float on whatever waters are presented to me in this tumultuous sea of these times that are a-changing. Come, senators, congressmen, please heed the call. Don't stand in the doorway, don't block up the hall. For he who gets hurt will be he who is stalled. There's a battle outside and it's raging. It'll soon shake your windows and rattle your walls. Cause the times, they are a-changing. The times, they are a-changing.